Look, our guys played hard as they possibly could. I was so proud of them. Not to succumb to the circumstances. You know, they shot a lot of threes in the fourth, banking stuff in, and they got on a bit of a roll to get it out. But I think we played pretty well for 38 minutes.
And does the results still stand if they didn't
get
a pretty big error there?
Look, I hate to talk out of school, but I'm just getting told what I got told from the referee's advisor. And so we'll get some clarification of why it stayed Cairns ball, but I can't. I'm flying blind here, so I'm just asking if you guys seen it at all or what came up to give me nothing. So, well, you know, look, disappointed. I thought we controlled the game most of the time. We didn't shoot particularly well, and to play, play that well defensively, and they got on that roll the last quarter. I don't know how many threes they shot the last quarter, but they certainly felt like they were throwing anything up and it was going in. Yeah, well, they came off the bench, and that's Steve. He got 4 points, he got a couple of post-ups. It was disappointing. We were hopefully getting some spark off our bench, but it wasn't to be.
And how big was the withdrawal of Casey
and the Roma? Yeah, well, obviously, Casey's our leading player for the whole year, leading scorer, so I was disappointed he couldn't get up, but we were... we don't want to put him in any further chances to injure himself. So he tried the best he could to play. I know he's hurting as anybody else. He feels like he's let the team down, but we know that, he's a warrior that we love, and hopefully he's back on Friday night. But if not, he'll be back as soon as possible.
Okay, looked like he hurt his leg somewhere in the fourth quarter. Any update on that? I
haven't talked to the medical staff, but he seemed okay. We had some medical attention down there for Damo, needs more stitches, but nothing outstanding there.
Greg, did you enjoy how long before the game started did you know that you were going to start?
Oh, literally, mate, as I finished our warm-up, really. I was obviously... understanding that Casey had a little bit of an injury cloud, but not happy that you get the starting nod because of those circumstances. I would have loved to have Casey out there and come off the bench and provide that spark there. So, but you have an opportunity, you got to take it and try and run with it.
And as a player, is it good now that you get another shot at them on Friday night?
Yeah, it's huge. With 7 games left, we play them twice. In those circumstances, it is massive. And we felt like we obviously maybe had control most of the game. So for us to get back in home court, especially, we had a pretty poor disappointing performance last time out. So for us to get back home would be nice and obviously squared a ledger.
Trevor, obviously, beside you, what do you need to change to change the result?
Yeah, probably the bench. I think they scored about 48 points from their bench, which is over half. So we did a really good job locking down their main players and Nate and Trees. So, we've got to do a better job and they get on a bit of a roll with that. So it's... Yep. Hopefully we get Casey healthy and we got 12 guys healthy and, we've got 4 games to go at home, 3 on the road, so it's going to be a big month for us, big end of the season. And, I've so much faith and confidence in our team. It's, we've been tested with injuries and replacements all year and the adversity has been huge. But also know this team has been to the fire a couple of times and stands strong and we're looking for... good way to finish your season.